In this bulletin, Foreign Minister Penny Wong condemns the trial of Australian economist Sean Turnell in Myanmar. Police urge holidaymakers to take their time as they travel over the long weekend. And in the AFL, Carlton spoils Essendon's 150th anniversary celebrations with the win at the MCG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghed. Travelers have been experiencing lengthy delays at Melbourne and Sydney airports as they attempt to get away for the long weekend. Passengers have been warned to plan ahead and arrive early as airports experience one of their busiest days since before the COVID-19 pandemic. This couple got to Melbourne Airport hours early in a bid to make their flight.
We did, luckily. Yeah, I think our flight's in 2 hours, so yeah.
2 hours early, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, hopefully we'll make it
enough.
Were you expecting it to be this busy?
We kind of got heads up from friends who flew earlier that it was busy, but probably not this busy. Not out the door busy. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty crazy.
Authorities are also urging travellers to take extra care as they head to Australian snowfields. New South Wales Assistant Police Commissioner Peter Cotter says drivers should not hurry.
Make the time and take the time to go just that little bit slower to make sure you get here safely with your family and your friends. It is not worth the risk.
Health authorities in New South Wales are warning that a high dose of the drug MDMA is currently circulating in the community. The warning comes after New South Wales police seized tablets commonly known as ecstasy that contained more than 2 times the average dose of MDMA. New South Wales Health says the pills are a pink color, shaped irregularly, and marked with an Audi logo. They say that consuming high doses of the drug has been linked to serious illness and death. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the federal government rejects a court decision in military-ruled Myanmar to try Australian economist Sean Turnell on state secrets charges. The court ruled this week that there was enough evidence against Mr. Turnell, who's a former advisor to deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Mr. Turnell has been in detention since February last year, a few days after a coup against Suu Kyi's elected government. He's expected to be tried alongside 76-year-old Suu Kyi and several members of her economic team and faces up to 14 years in prison if found guilty. In a statement, Foreign Minister Penny Wong says she will continue to advocate for Professor Turnell's interests and well-being and will not stop until he is safely back with his family. The UK's foreign minister has condemned the death sentence given to 2 British men in a court in one of Russia's proxies in eastern Ukraine. The men, Aydin Aslan and Sean Pinner, were captured by Russian forces while fighting for Ukraine and were sentenced to death in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic. UK Foreign Minister Liz Truss says the judgment against them is an egregious breach of the Geneva Convention, and she's spoken to her Ukrainian counterpart about the pair. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says he won't interfere.
At the moment, all the processes that you mentioned are based on the legislation of the Donetsk People's Republic because the crimes were committed on the territory of the DPR. Everything else is already a subject for speculation. I would not interfere with the work of the judicial and law enforcement system of the Donetsk People's Republic.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged members of the European Union to let his country into the alliance. Mr. Zelensky formally submitted a completed questionnaire for EU membership on April the 18th at the invitation of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Mr. Zelensky's office has confirmed that he expected Ukraine would be granted candidate status in June during a meeting of the European Council. Speaking through a translator at Copenhagen's Democracy Summit, Mr. Zelensky called for words to be backed with action.
Why? If the poll shows that 71% of Europeans consider Ukraine part of the European family, why are there still skeptical politicians who are hesitant whether Ukraine should be allowed to move to the European Union?
In the AFL, Carlton have spoiled Essendon's 150th anniversary celebrations with a 26-point win at the MCG. The Bombers put on a memorable pre-game show to mark the occasion in front of 65,000 fans, with Captain Dyson Heppel giving a stirring address to players in a circle full of club legends of the past 50 years. But not even the emotion of an historic occasion could help 16th-placed Essendon break its horror season, succumbing to Carlton 80-54. The Bombers will be back next Friday when they face St. Kilda at Marvel Stadium, while the Blues will take on Richmond at the MCG for the second time this season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.